Welcome to Chat About, sponsored today by First National Bank Bemidji, Beltrami Electric Cooperative, and Bemidji Chrysler Center Honda of Bemidji. The Bemidji Community Theater will open up their new season this weekend with the classic comedy Present Laughter. Director and board member Vicki Skeenerson is in, along with one of the cast members, Amanda Kleinfelder. We'll find out all about the play and the upcoming season on Chat About. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, Vicki, you are the director, so we'll start with you.
Alrighty.
You get the honor of directing the first play of the new season.
Exactly. And it's a great way to kick off.
Yeah, we're going to laugh.
You're going to laugh. Yes.
In fact, it's right there in the title.
It is, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the play that's coming up.
It's called Present Laughter, and it was written by Noel Coward. So you know it's going to be witty.
Mm-hmm.
It's the story of, it takes place in 1942, and it's a story of a stage comedy actor named Gary Essendine, who is rather self-absorbed.
As they are.
Yeah, kind of believes his own press. And he is getting ready for a tour in Africa. So it takes place over a week before he leaves. And he has to deal with his mistress and a woman who wants to seduce him and keeping his wife happy, although they're separated. He's still married. And his
That seems like a lot of work, man.
I know.
Yeah.
Long-suffering secretary. It is quite the
it's
situation.
A juggling act.
It is. It is. It's very funny. We have a wonderful cast.
Okay. One of those cast members is right here to my left, Amanda Kleinfelder. She's Liz. So, Amanda, welcome, yes. And tell me a little bit about your character.
Well, I am the long-suffering wife. Who has finally given up on her husband and walked away. But yet, he's her best friend. So, when he gets himself in too much hot water, she comes back to try to save him.
Okay.
From all these other women that won't leave him alone.
Exactly.
So, Amanda, tell me a little bit about yourself. And we've crossed paths both in the commercial realm.
Yes.
And you were on the board of the Paul Bunyan Playhouse.
I was two different times I did, but it's been a long, long time. It was quite a while ago when I was. But yes, so I worked, I started acting in high school. So I'm one of those kids. And then I actually went on and worked what I call semi-professionally because I occasionally got paid in the Twin Cities. In college and at that age. And then when I moved up here for my first job out of college in Bemidji, I started with the Paul Bunyan Playhouse to kind of help them out for a little bit, but didn't act during those times. So this is my first acting role in 25 years.
Really?
The last play I did was at the, I did one show at the Paul Bunyan Playhouse. I was in A Christmas Carol 25 years ago. So yeah, so this is been a very strong learning curve for me to remember all this stuff again.
So how'd you get the acting bug back?
I've been with a lot of serious stuff, family stuff in the last few years, and I just needed to have some fun again in my life. Mm-hmm. And I saw the audition randomly on Instagram and went, why not? Mm-hmm. And so I just showed up at the audition, not expecting to get, I honestly was not expecting to get cast at all.
We got lucky.
Wanted to do it for fun and see if I could still pull it off. Nice. And yeah, and I have to say, it's been one of the funnest casts I've worked with in my entire acting career. So yeah, it's a good group of people. We're having a lot of fun. So it was definitely worth it.
So, Vicki, tell me about the remainder of the cast. The ones that Amanda, I'm sure, is going to shine beyond.
Exactly, yeah. We have a lot of shining big personalities in the cast.
Yes, we do.
Eric Nelson plays Gary Essendine.
Okay.
He's just wonderful. Hannah Fletcher, who does a lot of BCT productions, plays the long-suffering secretary, Monica.
She has the best lines in the whole show.
She really does.
They usually do.
She really does.
She really does.
Jackson Anderson, who people probably saw in Cuckoo's Nest, plays Roland, who is a slightly insane scriptwriter who tries to get Gary to do one of his plays. And poor Gary has to tell him just how bad he is. But off the wall, which is perfect for Jackson. We have a brand new person, Sheraton Blake, plays Hugo, his manager, and totally new to the stage.
Oh, never wow. acted in never his life. Acted anything. And I'm so impressed by how brave he is.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
So he's stepping out there for the first time, so that's always fun.
Shaylee
Jordan plays the seductress, Hugo's wife. She's really good. Steve Mayer, who's been in a lot of BCT plays, plays Morris, his producer.
Steve Mayer's good.
I know. He's fabulous.
Yes.
He's so good.
He's fabulous. And who am I forgetting? Who am I forgetting?
John and Tiffany.
Oh, yeah. John McMenamin, another who's coming back after a long break from theater, plays the butler, Fred, who is Irish, and Gary is trying to gentrify him. So that's kind of funny. And Tiffany Barta plays the housekeeper, Miss Erickson, the Swedish spiritualist housekeeper.
She's great. She's hysterical, too.
She's hysterical.
It sounds very funny.
It is. It's a real cast of characters, I'm telling you.
Okay, so that is Present Laughter. And when are we going to be able to see this?
We open this Friday,
okay.
September 8th. We do Friday and Saturday evening performances for two weekends. And then the Sunday matinees on the 10th and the 17th are at 2.
Okay. So Friday, Saturday nights, and then Sunday matinees for two consecutive weekends.
Correct. Oh, I forgot.
No, yeah.
Thursday of the second weekend.
Next
it's
week.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, next week.
Okay.
So
extra night.
Yeah. Okay. And you can get tickets at Ken K. Thompson or McKenzie Place or online. We now have available tickets online. So...
Okay.
And we also have, we've just got a credit card reader, so now we can take credit cards,
too.
Hey!
All right.
I know!
Well, and you brought back the concierge seating, too, if it's not sold out. So, yeah.
Concierge seating is, we put it on the floor right in front of the risers, and it's couches and comfortable chairs, and you get snacks by ushers.
Oh.
During the performance.
Fancy now.
It's really fancy.
I'm assuming that's for a little higher fee.
It is. Yeah.
It seems kind of worth it.
It kind of is. They get sold out pretty fast. So.
I'm sitting in those chairs, and I'm thinking those couches look pretty comfortable.
Exactly.
We've got Amanda Kleinfelder and Vicki Steenerson of the Bemidji Community Theater. Amanda is Liz in the upcoming play Present Laughter. Vicki is the director, but she's also a board member and knows all the ins and outs of what's going on at the Bemidji Community Theater. And as we noted, this is the kickoff to the season.
It is.
That means there's a lot more to come at Bemidji Community
Theater.
A lot
more to come. In fact, yesterday, they started rehearsals for our next production, which is the musical Brigadoon.
Okay.
Which plays in November, the two weekends before Thanksgiving.
All right.
So that'll be exciting. And after that, in February, our favorite drama director, Derek Hull, is doing Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
The feel-good play of the year.
Exactly. That is correct. And then the children's play in March will be... Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, okay.
And after that, we have a production in May, which will be the Sweet Delilah Swim Club, which used to be Dixie Swim Club, but they renamed it. And then in July, for the first time, we're having a summer piece, which will be directed by Julie Kaiser, and it will be A Murder is Announced, an Agatha Christie mystery.
Oh, cool.
So, and that will be a really full season.
Well, Amanda, now that you've dived back into the deep end, you going to do another one?
Possibly. Okay. Definitely not a musical. I'm not jumping into that end yet. But yeah, I might audition for one of the other ones this year. I definitely am going to help out and volunteer for sure. So, yes.
One of the cool things about Bemidji Community Theater, you have your new home now, and
yes.
It's a very, very, what would I call it, cozy space.
Mm-hmm.
What about, I mean, have you been on stage, practicing on stage? What does that feel like to you in a place like that?
It is very different than a lot of the theaters I worked in before. It is, you're very right up with the audience, but I like that intimacy. I think it's so much fun. And you, I mean, the whole point of theater is you get to interact with your audience. There's a whole nother level to the art when you add in an audience that you don't get when you work in film or radio or, you know, when you're not one-on-one. And I've worked in all those mediums, so I really, there is just that, you feed off. If the audience is clicking and they're laughing at all the jokes, that feeds us. So don't be afraid to laugh.
Yeah.
Don't be quiet at this show anyway. We want to hear your laughter. We want to have you be part of the action with us, that we feed off that energy level. So, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
As a board member, tell me your thoughts on having your own space.
Well, it's wonderful. We looked for 10 years for our own space before that building opened up, and it was affordable, so we just couldn't resist and got the financing. So that made it wonderful, and it's because we can have all our stuff in one place.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have our costumes and props and building material and everything scattered in four different storage places, and to get a play together was rather cumbersome.
Mm-hmm.
So having our own place where we can do our rehearsals in the same place we're going to perform, and the costumes are downstairs and all our furniture is right there, it just helps enormously.
Yeah,
and there's a really well-lit-out makeup area, which I love the Paul Bunyan Playhouse, but theirs is very small, so it's nice to have that space to kind of stretch out. And we really like that as a cast. So
sure.
Yep. So it's been wonderful. It's been wonderful. And we do rent out the space, too, if people are interested in using it for events, or we've rented it out to for dance recitals and meetings and different
kids
projects.
Events. Yeah,
kids events, parties, and that kind of thing. So that's available when it's not in use.
Right. So between board members, your usual core of people like to be involved in the acting. I know there's a lot of the same people do a lot of the background stuff too. How many people are actively involved in Bemidji Community Theater?
Oh, Lordy. Well, we have a board of 15.
That's a big board.
That's a big board. There's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And we have a wonderful, really active board. Everybody does something in the theater, be it with the productions or the, you know, maintenance and business of the theater, for having our own place. I would say on any given production, we probably have 25, 30 people involved.
Okay.
Between casts and technical people and set designers and builders and
publicity, costumes.
Yeah. Put all that together, and it's a lot of people. And they're all volunteer.
Right.
Yep.
So if somebody's listening, they were involved in theater in high school, whether it was backstage help, building sets, whatever it might be, acting, and they want to get involved, how do they do that? And especially in the acting side, how do they find out when tryouts are for these various productions?
Sure. We do advertise the auditions.
Okay.
In the paper, on the radio.
Okay.
And Instagram. Also our website,
okay,
which is BemidjiCommunityTheater.com. You can find all the auditions and play information on there. And it also has contact information for the board members. If you have a question for one of them or something you'd like to do, just, you know, give us a call and we'll set you up.
Okay. And again, opening night for Present Laughter is this Friday night.
Friday, September 8th.
At Bemidji Community Theater.
At Bemidji Community Theater.
Downtown Bemidji.
Correct.
Right across from Bridget's. You can't miss it.
Exactly.
Yes.
And right next to Keg and
Cork.
Wherever you want to eat and imbibe, it's right there.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Amanda Kleinfelder, Liz in the play, Vicki Steenerson, the director. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Chatabout has been sponsored by Bemidji Chrysler Center, Honda of Bemidji, Beltrami Electric Cooperative, and First National Bank Bemidji. Coming up tomorrow, Danae Alamano of the United Way is back in to talk about the upcoming trap tournament, Coach for the Community, and Women United. That's it for today. I'm Kev Jackson. Thank you for taking the time.